USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Tens of thousands of supporters turned out for President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again rally in El Paso, compared to hundreds for a counter rally organized by former Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
The young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good. What I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge it.
Just before Trump's rally started, congressional negotiators said they reached a deal to fund the government and avoid another shutdown, but it's unclear if the president will support it. It only includes $1.3 billion for his border wall. But Democrats did drop their demand to limit immigration detentions by federal authorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, says he is prepared to withdraw most of his state's National Guard troops from the border with Mexico. Newsom tells reporters the president manufactured a crisis to support his demand for $5.7 billion in border wall funds.
The whole thing is absurd. The entire border wall costs tens of billions of dollars. It's not even talking about finishing off a wall.
15 months of frustration boiled over Monday with Denver teachers going on strike. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Susanna Gordova is hoping to move the dialogue forward.
We have been working to get another date set up for negotiations with the teachers union. It looks like we will be back at the table in negotiations with a real goal to get this wrapped up as quickly as possible.
She hopes negotiations will continue Tuesday. It's the first teacher strike in the Mile High City in 25 years. Five members of an East Texas family north of Houston, including a 15-month-old child, found dead inside their home. Polk County Sheriff's investigators declined to characterize it as a multiple homicide-suicide, but say no suspects are being sought. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on a five-nation visit to Central Europe. John Clemens reports.
While in Budapest, Hungary, Secretary Pompeo expressed concern about the growing influence of both Russia and China in the region. As the interpreter translated his comments, he made the point of the Trump administration's commitment to Central Europe as compared to the past.
We've taken a fundamentally different approach in the Trump administration. We've now had 14 senior-level U.S. visits throughout Central Europe in just the first 2 years of this administration. I won't tell you how many there were in the previous administration, but it starts with a Z.
The man accused of killing 11 people and injuring several others at a Pittsburgh synagogue is facing new criminal charges. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
In federal court on Monday morning, Robert Bowers was facing an additional 19 federal charges. He pled not guilty. Those charges are in addition to the pled not guilty to back in November. He has requested a jury trial. Bowers accused of shooting during morning services at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood on October 27th.
The Houston Chronicle and San Antonio Express News, in an expansive investigation, named 220 pastors, ministers, deacons, volunteers, and Sunday school teachers who were found guilty of sexually abusing churchgoers over 20 years. More than 250 have been charged, and roughly 380 Southern Baptist church leaders and volunteers have faced allegations of sexual misconduct involving more than 700 victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.